KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a sunny sky here in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy, high around 60. We currently have 40 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Well, forecasters say it should be relatively quiet weather week for Iowans, which is good news, as it's also one of the busiest travel weeks of the year. Meteorologist Dennis Totte, director of the USDA's Midwest Climate Hub based in Ames, said there are no major storm fronts brewing, but they're staying vigilant.
There are a couple systems that could be coming through the region that we should keep an eye on, just because it is that time of year when you have we have enough cold around now, and if we get a system through, it can always produce something.
Since tens of thousands of Iowans will be on the road to see loved ones for the Thanksgiving holiday, Totte says travelers should pay close attention to local forecasts wherever they may end up.
The indications are always go ahead and plan on doing what you're going to do, but always be looking a couple days ahead to make sure you're not caught up in something.
The longer-range forecasts are trending toward mild temperatures and less rain or snow.
We're seeing from the 6 to 10-day and 8 to 14-day outlooks, especially in central western U.S., warmer and a little bit drier than average conditions are what people are leaning towards here. So that's not a bad thing from a travel standpoint, one, and two, from people trying to get crops out of the field still.
Totte says the development of the La Nina weather pattern in the Pacific Ocean is confirmed, and it likely will have an impact later in the winter. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater is asking for your help with regard to the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve and Adair County Sheriff's Office mission to participate in the collection of toys for the Corps of Reserve's Toys for Tots program. Last year, through the generous giving of citizens, they were able to pack four giant boxes to the brim with toys for those in need. Vandewater says their ultimate goal is to become a distribution location for this year. Fortunately, he says they've been able to obtain their goal of becoming a distribution site in partnership with Toys for Tots in 2017. The form is available for you to download under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com for your child, or if you know of a child that is in need. Any child in need that is a resident of Adair County or attends an Adair County school district is welcome to have their parent or guardian sign them up, although they will gladly accept any child who is in need. The sign-up rosters are vetted by Toys for Tots staff to make sure there are enough toys to go around for every child. Each child may only be signed up once through the Toys for Tots Foundation. Sheriff Vandewater says we have already started our collection process, and new, unwrapped, still-in-the-package toys can be brought to the Adair County Sheriff's Office or Shopco in Greenfield, where they have collection boxes set up. If a local group or organization have collected toys, he said, and are unable to bring them to one of the collection sites, they can be contacted and arrangements will be made to pick those toys up. Of course, monetary donations are also welcome. The monies will be used toward the purchase of additional toys, and the final date to drop off donations will be December 13th. Sign up for those children in need by either the parent or the guardian has also begun. They're accepting forms until December the 6th. The form can be found on the Sheriff's Department's Facebook page and at the following locations: in Adair at the Boys and Girls Club and Fay Pharmacy, along with City Hall; in Bridgewater at the Bridgewater Cafe; in Casey at the Rolling Hills Bank and Trust. The sign-up forms are also available in Fontenelle at City Hall; in Greenfield at the Adair County Sheriff's Office, the Courthouse Bulletin Board, and Shopco; and in Orient at the Farmers and Merchants State Bank. Now, Menlo and Stewart were not included, the sheriff says, because it's traditionally they have been taken care of through the Sarah's Holiday Caring Program in Stewart, and those residents may participate in either program. It's important to note, he said, the forms must be filled out completely. Any forms not filled out in its entirety will have to be discarded, I should say. This is a Toys for Tots rule, so the vetting process can be completed thoroughly. And they're asking that all forms either be dropped off at the Adair County Sheriff's Office at any time or emailed to toysfortots@adaircountyso.org. The toys will be given away December 15th from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Sheriff's Office. An identification will be required to complete the pickup process. Parents or guardians are not required to bring their children to that event. Some may choose to receive the toys alone in order to wrap them for a later date. If in extreme circumstance, a parent or guardian is unable to pick up dates of the December 15th, you can call the Adair County Sheriff's Office to make sure that arrangements are made for a different pickup date. If you have any questions, contact Deputy James Pauf at the Adair County Sheriff's Office or Sheriff Jeff Vandewater at 641-743-2148. Members of the Atlantic Parks and Rec Department's Board of Directors will meet in a regular session this evening at 5:15, and that's in the chambers, Council's chambers at City Hall. On their agenda following the November 7th city elections will be nominations for board vice chairman and a vote, respectively. The board will also receive a report on the Shulberg Rec Area Development Project and updates on the Lake No. 3 Trail, the sports complex, and public gardens. They'll also receive a check from the Bikers Helping Bikers event that was held on October 14th. In his report to the board, Parks and Rec Director Seth Stasselm will mention the ice rink will open after the first real cold snap. He'll also discuss the Shulberg Campground, Trojan Locker, 10th Street Sunnyside entrance, and mention the Sunnyside Park is open all winter, and that the roads will remain open in the park, weather permitting. Several area school districts' boards of education will hold their regular monthly meetings this evening. Among them at 5:30 is the Griswold School Board, and on their agenda is an update from KPE Architects and Estes Construction with regard to district facilities. They'll also act on a pair of the repair and or purchase of school signs, the sale of a vehicle, and purchase of a van, and hold readings of various board policies. The CAM school board meeting gets underway in Oneida at 6:30 with discussion and or action on open enrollment, resignations, contracts, capital projects, board policies, and a request to dispose of certain school vehicles. The Audubon school board meets at 7 o'clock at the high school, and on their agenda is reading of various board policies, a report on the math textbook selection process, and discussion with regard to the use of district's school facilities. And finally, the Exira EHK school board meeting is underway at 7 p.m. as well. Discussion and action items on their agenda include a sick leave request, financial service and dissemination agent agreements with Piper Jeffrey, approved continuation of superintendent and operational sharing, approval of snow removal and lighting bid, as well as certain personnel matters. Well, the Creston Police Department reports today there were 4 recent arrests and 2 incidents of theft. At around 12:45 a.m. Sunday, 36-year-old Bobby Flynn of Creston was arrested on a charge of public intoxication. Flynn was later released from the Union County Jail on a promise to appear in court. Last Friday, 22-year-old Jacob Davis of Shannon City was arrested in Creston on an Adams County warrant for failure to appear in court. Davis was released from the jail to the custody of Adams County deputies. Also arrested on Friday in Creston was 49-year-old Jack Davis of Orient. Davis was arrested on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on original charges of unlawful possession of prescription drugs and driving while license denied or revoked. He remains held in the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And 53-year-old Ronald Griffin II of Creston was arrested Friday for possession of paraphernalia and on 2 counts of possession of a controlled substance. He was later released on a $7,000 bond. An Afton man reported to police on Friday in Creston that sometime between 1 p.m. Thursday and 10 a.m. Friday, someone stole several plumbing tools, mudding tools, painting supplies, and cans of paint from a job site at 601 North Walnut in Creston. The loss there estimated at $600 altogether. On Saturday, a Creston man reported to the police that sometime between 7 p.m. Friday and 8 a.m. Saturday, someone stole 4 100-foot extension cords, 6 50-foot extension cords, and 1 25-foot extension cords. They were taken from his property at 100 Industrial Parkway. The loss there was estimated at $350. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.